I just feel like you shouldn't tattoo a mic on your arm until you make it to the main stage.
I've been on the main stage.
Did you only bring him up or did Rod B bring him up? Who brought him up?
Yo, they coming for me. I'm so sorry.
I'm getting famous for all the wrong reasons.
What's up, everybody? It is time for your Sunday Scoop. I am your host, Kamari Love, and I'm joined by my co-host, Kill.
What's going on, y'all? Good to be here.
And as always, we are joining you live from the world-famous Laugh Factory in Hollywood, California. If you are back joining us today, thank you so much for the loyalty. We love you. And if you are here for the first time, welcome. Be sure to drop into the live chat at some point today. Let us know where you're listening from. We would love to know.
That's right. If you're not familiar with the show, sorry. There's a comedy show going on right on the other side of this wall. Chalk of Sundays, man. This is Scoop Podcast. Every single Sunday, you're going to see different comics from all over the country, and we only bring the best of the best. Today is no different. We are joined by Daphne Springs, man. Woo-hoo! Hilarious comedian.
Legend.
Damn, I get legend already.
You've been legend. So you're a walking, living
doing
legend.
That. Come on, How you guys doing today?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Very good.
Nice outside.
Yep. Juneteenth weekend. Hello.
We get the whole weekend. Oh, okay. I thought it was a day. Okay.
No, it's the weekend. We take the weekend.
We don't count until we get a Monday. You hear me?
No, that's true.
So it's a three-day weekend.
Can't do that shit on Monday, okay?
So what's up, Daphne, man? You've been in the game for a minute. How long have you been doing stand-up comedy for?
12 years.
12 years strong. And doing. You've been on social media for how long?
What? July 2017.
July 2017, man. If you're not familiar with her work, man, she's hilarious. I've had the honor to be able to work with this woman, and I'm telling you, every single time I work with her.
And he show up high.
You know what? We didn't even...
One time he was so high, he couldn't remember nothing.
She be on my neck.
You don't show up to my sets high.
Never. She let me know ASAP.
Rule number one.
Don't do that.
This whole podcast is about to be
burning. And I didn't say weed. I didn't say weed, guys. I did not say. Shoot. Nah, it was weed. It's legal.
Showed up on heroin, just scratching my neck
okay.
at the door.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
It was my line. Was my line.
Y'all need that camera. Yeah, man, we need the camera, bro. Like,
get all of it.
Put it down.
Trying to steal free chips. It's like, you can have them. They for the group.
Please, take
them. Calm down. So what's up, Daph? When it comes to stand-up comedy, man, have you ever had a situation where you didn't do well, and how did you bounce back from it?
Oh, I bombed before.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Most recently, a few months ago, straight out of the pandemic, I was at Southern University and got booed. It's a HBCU in Texas, for anybody that don't know, because I did not know. Clearly, it's not enough students there to start a rumor. But their college was equivalent to my high school. Wow. And this might be bitterness because I bombed. But what happened is the set was going all right. It was just that I had said Southern State. And then it was like some kids in the left, right, back. And it started with like three of them, a little group of friends, and they was like, boo, and then this shit just spread. But the people in the front, the girls was like, y'all don't do her like that. It was the boys.
That childish shit.
Yeah. I mean, these guys were on the football team. And then after that, okay, I got booed. So I was like, all right, cool. It took everything in my spirit to be like, but I got more money than all of y'all. Your mama and your daddy, too.
Yeah, but you should have.
You be wanting to hit them with facts. They decided to go on Twitter. One in particular boy started it. He played on the football team. And so my thing is, if I can find something you love, I will attack it.
Yeah.
So then he was like, that's why you got booed. You not funny. I said, yeah, but you play football and nobody from your school ever goes to the NFL. Just know that you're playing 4 years and you will never make it to the league.
Wow.
Said, you don't even rank. You don't even play against good schools. You guys are just playing.
Not your question.
You might as well, like, you're, like, playing at, like, varsity high school level right now.
That's cute.
When you get burned like that, that's when you're like.
And I said, I'll be back in your town in a couple of years. Just make sure you have my car ready when you work at Car Rental Enterprise.
Said she foresaw his future.
He was like, oh, I wish you would have said these jokes on stage because you are kind of funny. Yeah, I am.
Funny as hell.
And he named one dude that went to the league. So I Googled it, and the guy went to the league as a free agent. I said, but you'll never get drafted, though.
Wow.
Nobody from your school ever gets drafted.
You know, so he went home fucked up.
Yeah. So just know they just needed anybody to fill your spot because the school just wants to have a football team. Don't come for me.
Don't do that. Yeah. Trust me.
But you booed me.
Yeah,
I took that L, but you took it to the internet.
I'm a comfy though.
Not the internet.
Unforgiving.
I mean, you only had like maybe 3 or 4 people that read the tweet, but it was and the reason why not that many people read the tweet is because you're a football player at a school where you don't rank. So maybe if you played at a real D1 school, you would have people really see the tweet. But yeah.
I feel like the best part is you sent that, and then you got like thousands of views on yours, and he's like, yeah, I just want to first of all apologize.
Immediate retraction.
My little brother had taken my Twitter and he posted that. I would have never.
That's my bad.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with a black woman on social media with
don't
a voice.
Don't fucking do it.
That's not smart, y'all. So if you didn't learn anything tonight, don't fuck with Daphne Springs. All right? She's coming for you. Daphne,
you're for
man.
It too.
So after that bomb, how'd you feel? Did it make you feel bad or you kind of just like, fuck it?
I was like, man, fuck them kids. Line them up.
Ready to tear down every last one of them, one by one.
No.
But it's Father's Day weekend. I know you're not a father, man, but is it okay if I ask, like, did you call your father on Father's Day or anything? Say what's
you
up to him?
You all up in my business. You know your daddy?
Just curious.
Because niggas that still wear braids in 2022 don't know their daddy. That's like a prerequisite of, yeah, you got that. You got that whole I don't know my daddy outfit. When you get 5 buttons unbuttoned, you don't know your daddy.
I know for sure it's gonna be a clip that's cut out.
Your mama told you his name. Your mama told you his name.
This is definitely gonna hurt.
You never met him.
Y'all think that's giving an outfit that he don't know his daddy? Let us know.
This is giving an outfit that I sell cocaine. All right, I sell drugs.
I do see that. I'm
a part of mafia.
And you do it too. You know what I mean? You
got the Ray Bans and everything. They got the Ice Turner.
Daphne Springs,
like a young Ike Turner.
I didn't boo you at the college shit. I don't know what I wasn't there. I don't know what I'm doing to have this heat from off you.
Let me ask you. We
want to hear it.
They gonna say I'm tearing down a black man. And
that's what she do on Father's Day. She tearing down a black.
You
man.
You got kids?
You know, but I've helped.
Come for him.
Okay. I just feel like you shouldn't tattoo a mic on your arm until you make it to the main stage.
I've been on the main stage.
Did you only bring him up or did Rod G bring him up? Who brought him up?
Yo, they coming for you. I'm so sorry.
I'm getting famous for all the wrong reasons. I must look like one of them college students
who brought you up, me or Rod?
Jordan, you supposed to be on my side. Let Kamari and Daphne laugh. Yo, you supposed to be on my side.
I'm sorry.
These sunglasses is helping hide a lot of shame in my eyes right now. That's why I wore them.
We gave him the choice. He didn't want
to
leave them on.
Sat next to me, she's going to talk a lot of shit. I knew it.
And we welcome you.
Fuck. Anybody who wear devil red lipstick like that, I knew she was going to talk a lot of shit. I seen
it
coming.
I was supposed to only wear it on the
devil
top
red. Red.
But is she wrong?
The devil. She's dead wrong. Is she wrong? I've performed on numerous big stages. I didn't do my TV shit.
I'm a pilot.
I got a movie coming out.
She didn't say big. She said the main stage. Why are you switching the conversation?
Yeah.
Jordan.
First of all,
he don't listen.
I was at Ha Ha Cafe. Have you done the main stage? I did the main room at Ice House.
You can tell Jordan's married.
Do we know anybody that went before you or after you? Have we ever heard of them? No.
Michael Blackson. Only guy. Michael Blackson. Did the show Michael Blackson. Opened up for him. Killed that shit at Chris Spencer's show. So fuck you, Daphne.
That all right? Don't count. Open up for somebody.
Easy.
All right? I've done some stuff. All right?
Trying
to meet me.
Because it's a big mic. I just want y'all to know.
That's a big.
Yo, look.
It's a big.
It's a lot of. No, hold it up to the camera.
It's big, y'all. This is.
Look like he stole the mic off the main stage.
Yeah. Be proud of that. Look at that. It's a big mic, y'all.
This is not on script. We're not even.
Oh, my God.
So many topics, and they talking. Fuck all of y'all at this table.
It's okay. Open your water. You're not going to drink it, though. Oh, he drank it.
Sip that water.
It's hot. It's hot. I'm between a rock and a hard place, nigga. Oh, it's hot. God. Jordan, what the fuck, nigga? Help. Help me, nigga. Help me, nigga. God damn. You over there. You
well, need... no. So here's the thing. I wanted to help, but then she said facts, and I went, wait, when was he on? Like, I started thinking. Like, I wanted to help, but then
it's
I was like,
it's different when it's truthful.
Questions.
You got to consider,
look,
you know?
Look, y'all.
Jordan look like he be stressing out. You look like you be stressing at night trying to get them rings off that fingers. Like...
This hurts, man. Ha ha!
Why you hiding your shit?
You.
No,
fuck
no.
You, Jordan.
Don't act like you weren't trying to keep it volleyballing
you,
over
you
here.
Take your job. Keep it over there.
I wasn't even gonna say that. He did volleyball it.
We put Jordan's sweater. Isn't that right, Daphne? Yeah. His sweater is crazy, right?
Jordan, where's your glasses at, Jordan? You loser. Fuck you.
I got money to pay for LASIK.
You said that.
I got money to pay for LASIK.
You got nothing to say. Fuck you, Jordan. You loser.
You know what's bad. Yeah, you loser.
Stupid.
I was on the main stage.
So Drake got out.
Just to circle back to that.
Listen, I've done first impressions twice. Did very good both times, guys. It's only a matter of time for him on the main stage, all right? I'm new.
Yeah,
I'm new.
I knew he hadn't been on the main stage because the people that host this never be on the main stage because they don't have time.
Jordan hosted this show. So this is a double whammy. Is this on script?
No, I'm a guest.
I'm waiting for you to
That's
move
your
on.
Friend. Get your friend. Get your friend.
What's the next question?
Y'all listening to Drake album? Everybody did.
I actually didn't listen to it because I heard it was not good. And I don't like Drake. I like Drake, old school Drake, that rap about like trying to make it and be successful or trap about being successful. Like, so when I'm ready to get in my bag, I can turn it up. This other Drake, I don't like Jamaican
chilling.
Drake.
Mm, he chilling.
I don't like pop star Drake.
Right.
I don't like Afro Beats Drake.
The
I don't like Rihanna, Please Date Me, Drake.
Ooh.
I just do certain Drakes.
That's
I don't
like every
you know
Drake
right,
he
right,
just
right,
mentioned. That's right, every Drake. You don't like Drake.
That's a lot of eras.
No, I love Drake, but I just don't like when he ventures off in other things.
So you like 2008?
Because he's doing what? Like
successful Drake.
What type of music now? Yeah.
It was a little
elevator
house
music-y,
but it's like he knew everybody's trying to bop, everybody's trying to party,
yeah,
and that's what he delivered on.
But that's his.
It's just nothing
that's him
new.
Trying to be an actor type shit. Like, he's just trying. He's just taking on the next role. Mm. It's like, no, Drake.
He checking boxes at this
you
point.
You always going to be Steve Urkel. Like, nigga,
damn,
be that for me
forever.
For the rest. Nobody can name anything else Steve Urkel has ever been in, right?
No.
Jaleel White. Like, think about really hard. No. You only know him for that main character. So
right.
I want
yeah.
Drake to be the person that I know him coming into rap as. I don't want you to be all these other different characters.
No, that makes sense.
No.
No, not at all. I heard Jersey Shore.
He said, look at the comments.
Okay.
Oh, anybody else hate all of Drake's forms? Oh, Drake made the Jersey Shore mix. What?
Did he really? All right, that's news to me.
It seems like Drake not even making music for black people no more.
Drake just making music. He's making TikTok music. That's what he's making. Whatever the trend is, that's what
he's on. Just staying relevant, which is like, I mean, you're going to stay relevant forever. But like, give us something to wow at. I want to be impressed again.
I feel like he's
out of shit to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, you know?
He's a creator. You know what I'm saying? He, like you said, he plays a role. Because when he came into the rap game, was he a rapper or was he an actor? That's the question. Did he come in pretending to be a rapper and just kind of bodied the role of being that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to be like, stuck in a character.
Yeah, because he got to be the first person to ever be in a wheelchair and walk
right.
and come out. And
they come
it.
As a hip-hop yeah. and dominate
like,
the way that
exactly.
he did.
Exactly.
So it's like he's a method actor that's stuck in the role of being a rapper and stuck
yeah.
in that image forever.
Mm.
Dang.
He's searching, though.
Deep.
I don't like the search.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
No, we're speaking real truth over here.
For real.
But think about that.
I like Drake, but ever since he put that part in his head, he been acting different.
I agree.
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was like,
ever since he did that, put that heart up there, I was like, ooh, he going to start doing
this. He got
this
braids
type of-
now, actually.
I don't like the braids.
You ever notice how fast famous people hair grow? You be like, nigga, this nigga just had the brush cut with the heart in it, and nigga, 2 months later, he got full braids, like Nipsey Hussle. You be like, what the fuck happened? What y'all
that's
put in
so
y'all
true.
Hair? Natural juice and berries.
It's that good Jamaican castor oil. That be doing it.
That, I guess if you got money, you can buy yourself hair growth. Fat.
That's at the beauty supply. That's like $5.
In 2 months, though?
Oh, I
he
mean,
got braids with hang time, like in the ponytail.
The Jamaicans know what's up. Like, their oils be lit. They know exactly how to make it grow.
Why am I really thinking, like, I'm thinking about all the celebrities I can think of, and I'm like, they hair be growing fast.
I'm telling you, man. I've been growing my hair for 7 years, and Drake's hair is longer than mine right now.
I don't
he
know.
Just had a part in his hand.
Damn.
You think it's fake? You think they can add that shit in just like
it's
for
possible.
Us?
Possible. Chris Brown.
Yeah, remember Steve Harvey was wearing that lace front for years.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They the can bring shit in for them too. Ooh.
I remember that new Annie movie? Jamie Foxx was wearing one too.
They said he's a spray paint hairline.
Jamie, that's a lace front. I think he got hair transplant too.
No, that's
a spray paint.
A whole lace front?
Put the shit
he
on
took
there.
It off in the Annie movie.
Oh my God. I didn't see it.
The little black
I didn't see it. I'm going to have to run that. I got to see that.
You ain't even gonna really watch it, are you? You just gonna fast forward to that part?
Probably. I'm gonna just YouTube the clip, honestly. I don't really need to see the whole anything.
Hey, Siren,
like,
what
just
scene is Jamie Foxx
takes his wig off? Takes his wig off. One little clip.
Are you a basketball fan, Dominique?
Who? Well, when Dominique show up, let me know.
Daphne.
See how when
that's
you,
his friend, y'all.
You come in a little
it's
hard.
It's because she makes me nervous, nigga. That's why.
Why
she always has, bro. She
he's
smiles
scared.
Upside down.
He's
it's weird.
Like, Dominique Wilkins, you're talking about the Hawks right now. You,
I know.
You went straight back.
Daphne Springs, please forgive me.
Y'all be messing up people's names are you on the podcast?
No.
Are you a basketball fan at all?
I'll go to a game if I had some free tickets.
Okay, so you're not a basketball fan.
You know the Warriors won?
Yeah,
you
I do
care?
Know that, yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Do you care? That's the question. Do you
I know.
Care at all?
I ain't never seen that many light-skinned niggas on one team, though.
Oh, it was a lot.
They out there.
True. It was a lot.
Draymond's there just for evening it out.
He act like a dark-skinned nigga. All he do is hit niggas on the court. That's it. Draymond.
He do be a playing aggressive. Yeah. I've seen a couple of highlights.
Here's a question. Were you as a... being in LA, would you have cared if Boston won?
No. I don't care who wins.
Okay.
We just love a good game.
She just spend basketball players' money. She don't give a fuck about actual basketball at all.
When did I start dating basketball
he's
players?
He's trying to get her back so hard.
I know. I'm like, why you gonna throw that on her?
It's a compliment.
So hard.
She be around rich niggas. That's what I'm saying.
That's why Daphne's headphones ain't sitting right.
Jordan, you're still supposed to be on my side. You're not supposed to dig
no,
in.
No, because she came up to me already because of you. So now I got to tag
it was
team.
A compliment.
I got to, no.
Daphne, you dated, you hung out with a lot of famous people, haven't you? I feel like you've had a couple of drinks bought for you from rich niggas. I feel like she probably knows a couple of basketball players. That's it. Like she ain't got to be fucking them. She just knows them. She's famous. She could possibly know a couple of people that play for the Warriors. That's all I'm saying.
I'm mostly in close proximity. People be in close proximity with the people that... their feel is in. My feel is comedy, so I'm around comedians.
I got you. Fair enough. Yeah. So no Warriors
but it
talk.
Seemed like you want to be a bad bitch to a basketball player. You have all this information. Maybe that's why you're growing your hair out.
I felt like
you want to look fabulous.
Dominique, she's very jealous that my hair grows
now
faster than hers.
Now still Dominique, okay.
Daphne.
And it's the same nigga who said
got,
I was a legend, but
she got Dominique energy, nigga. She got supersonic hard nigga energy, man.
You got this man nervous.
Hey, someone get this man nervous. A second bottle of water.
Yeah, please.
Can we just reset the room real quick?
This is how she greets me every time we shoot.
So. At this point, they take said, the glasses off, button
it's
up your shirt.
The way
if I take the glasses off, I'm going
no, it's because of the way you first greeted me. It's because of the way you first greeted me. And I'm going to leave that in the past.
Yeah, you started in a hole, my friend. I'm not going to lie.
Tonight?
Yeah,
oh, she's talking about time. She over here talking about personal shit. Personal relationship.
We can dive into that.
We ain't talking about this shit.
No.
This 5150.
What you talking about?
I have no idea what Daphne.
You got a couple stories? I know you do.
She doesn't, man. Don't talk about it, Daphne. I don't know what you're talking about.
You have no clue.
You about to overcompensate. You just keep saying Daphne real loud, ain't you?
Now he's gonna say my name. Now you know. Yeah, now you know my name, right?
Drake's
when out. When I say I can pull some shit out my back pocket, now you know my name.
She has zero dirt on me.
So Daphne,
right?
What was your thoughts, Daphne, on this question,
Daphne? Somebody give me a towel, another bottle of water.
Yo, the chat coming at you. They said, "Yo, he getting killed on his own show."
Hey, kill getting killed, ain't he?
Anthony said that. Anthony said that.
Brandon, fuck you, Brandon Fuller.
That was Anthony.
Oh my gosh,
this is expected. As soon as I seen her name in the paperwork, I was like,
he said,
"Yeah,
oh,
this is
shit."
Gone.
He made it.
He started with me.
This is natural. Oh. This is our natural personality whenever I'm in close proximity with her, so I'm used to this.
You saying it like we got history, nigga. I only seen you five times in my life.
You saying we have history.
No, I said the way you, when I first met you, I could pull some shit out my pocket, but I ain't gonna do you like that.
You could do me like that. Go do ahead. Like we that. On the podcast. Do me like that.
No. Daphne, please
here's what happened. Daphne Springs hopped in my DMs. That's what happened. Let's put it on the table.
Now, you know I didn't hop in your DMs.
She hopped in them.
Oh, boy. So, anyway, what's the truth?
That's the truth. What's the truth, Daphne? Tell me the truth, Daphne.
Oh, wow.
The question is, since we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it.
Go ahead, let them tell
who hopped in whose DMs?
They said it's Kill versus everybody.
Okay, Amber Heard, you go first.
Jordan, help me. Help me, nigga.
Once you said Dominique,
I can't help you anymore, fam. You dug the hole.
You are the Jordan of this podcast.
I feel like we only been here for like 12 minutes, too. I got a whole 42 minutes left for this shit.
Like, I can excuse one, but when you said the second time, I was like,
I know, that's bad.
Yo.
That's bad.
Okay, so listen to your version, Kill.
What? Oh, so my version?
Yeah.
Oh, so what happened was I posted a picture with my shirt off during the pandemic, and my dick was in my sweatpants. And Daphne.
Let me go. Wait, let me pull it
Daphne
up.
Daphne hopped in my DMs.
I need to see the receipt.
It was like, she was like, fake. In the Facebook profile picture, Daphne is wearing a lace front wig that's a lot longer than the one she has on right now.
I actually don't wear wigs. It's all my natural hair. A lot of people say that, but I don't wear wigs.
She hopped in my DM.
I haven't wear extensions in years except for braids.
Go ahead. Look up the Facebook. Okay,
I'm real curious now. Okay, I need to know.
You on Instagram.
You trying to flex like that?
Is that Instagram or Facebook?
Don't be lying to yourself now.
According to what I'm looking at,
is that Instagram?
You sent a direct message to her, but it's not even a picture of it. It looks like a flyer.
Yeah, it looked like I replied to a story, so he might have the. Oh, wow.
So I think the first. Yeah.
Whoa. Hold up.
Yeah, this gets deep.
Oh, yeah.
I probably did say fake because I just don't like dick prints.
Yeah, that's just not cute.
That we were doing, it was a very sketch slutty. We was doing nobody about, sweat, about gray sweatpants.
Your
that
thigh,
was, we was doing a,
your
we was doing a, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. Facts.
At least we admit it.
We was doing a sketch about gray sweatpants. That was the deal. So she inboxed me
first.
Oh,
wow. This is, wow, guys.
Read it out.
Oh, wow.
Let the people know.
Go ahead. Reveal him.
Oh, reveal the shit.
Wow, please, guys.
I'm scared.
Do share with the class, Stephanie.
Oh, wow.
Reveal the shit.
Do you want me to?
Yes.
Reveal it.
No, yes. I'm saying I don't want to do it and you don't want me to.
Listen, I don't care, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? me and Daphne, she be
so
like.
So I can't see the story because stories disappear.
Right.
So whatever it was, I can kind of like maybe agree that that might have been a thing.
Right.
But I didn't slide in your DM first. You sent me a flyer with you doing a show.
So we had a show with Barry Brewer in Omaha. So I was shooting out flyers.
I wasn't
to everybody.
On the show.
I didn't know you was a comedian at that time.
Yeah, oh, no, like, you don't know.
She was somebody. We were friends on
the legendary Dominique.
Now he's trying to deflect
from
the messages. Okay, so let me know when y'all ready.
All right,
okay.
Go ahead.
So ready. I might have said fake, and then he say, "I mean, we can link," and he does a little like a yummy little.
Some emoji.
And then laugh out loud. I love your comedy, but remember he said he didn't know who I was.
I looked up who she was after the DM. Okay. You ever did that shit? Oh. I went to Google. I was like, okay.
Can I finish? So what would make you look me up?
I'm getting destroyed in the comments
right now.
Fake,
how do you know
good.
From really fake well, that I'm talking about that I would be a comedian? Like,
true.
How would you know? Okay, so that's a lie.
Right.
I love your comedy too. I said so.
That was the lie. Y'all not gonna laugh for me.
He said,
fuck y'all. Okay. All right.
He
okay.
Said,
it's me against the world right now. I got a stew in this shit.
Okay, so now I said. This. So now you selling? Oh, emoji. Thanks, love. Right. And then he was like, just saying, my beautiful black queen, foot
right.
massage and back massage,
facts.
Orgasm, whatever you want, your highness, let me serve
right.
you.
It was
and
the
then,
pandemic, nigga. It was
wait,
we was locked in the house.
I,
listen, I waited 2 days later, and I said, be safe out here.
He drinking the water
you
this
see
time.
That? I was like, be safe out here. I just wanted him to be safe.
He's going to keep the glasses on the whole show. I can assure you that.
She didn't say this part. Kill acknowledged it by double tapping for Harding to accept the rejection.
That's a lot of horse shit, y'all. Because at one point, I remember she was like, yeah, King, and all that.
You ain't never heard.
So she went back and deleted it before the second.
Before the
second,
she knew what was going to happen, man.
She said, I'm going to be on the podcast. He going to bring it up. Let me delete it.
She knew
it. Delete it just in case.
She knew what she was doing, man. She knew I was going to be on the podcast. She came here with this ammunition. That's all I'm saying. She's always trying to expose me.
I just want you to be safe out here.
I'm going to be somebody one day, and y'all going to regret the shit. Every last comment on this goddamn, y'all going to regret the shit.
Nah,
I'm going to be somebody.
They coming at you right now.
Kamara, you're my co-host. You're supposed to be here. You're supposed to believe me more than anybody.
It's not that I don't believe you. She just made some very valid points.
You can see the proof. Did you see the proof? Did I make it up? It's not like I'm going off the top of the dome.
I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to question her.
I'm really hoping this particular podcast gets the least amount of views.
That's
ever.
Wait, didn't he say I was legendary? I should get some views. I hope it goes viral.
She is, man. She is definitely legendary. You can tell by this whole entire podcast. She's been in the game for a long time.
That's why Kill's mic tattoo doesn't have the rest of the cord, because Daphnique done pulled the plug on his ass.
Help me. Help me, nigga. Jordan, we was just dapped up before she showed up. Marvel. What happened?
We didn't talk about Marvel.
You talked about Marvel.
I talked about Marvel. You co-signed it. I was trying to make a connection, and you weren't connecting.
It's
with
me against the world right now.
You still on my team. I got you. I got you. I'm going to tap back in a second.
Don't say I got you, because he'll offer an orgasm.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. All right, beat down.
I started to hit him back with you eat booty, too, but I was like, nah, I don't even want to play with niggas like that.
Deep down.
They be getting mad excited.
Listen, deep down, Daphne Springs is in love with me, okay, guys? This is just a bunch of love, just a bunch of energy that she really has deep down for me. Trust me. Listen, me and Daphne have had.
I'm just going to blame the brains.
We've had personal conversations, okay? I know how Daphne feels about me, all right?
Correction, you and really, Dominique.
She feels, Dominique, she loves me, okay? That's why she has this. That's why she feels this. She feels
When was the last time you heard from me other than today?
I hear from her all the time. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
She be hitting me up. We shoot sketches all the time. She be trying to act fake.
When was the last sketch?
A couple of months ago. Don't worry about it, Jordan.
Oh, wow.
This is some time ago.
You said all the time.
It was some time ago, Jordan. All right, it's a couple months ago. All right? We have a love-hate relationship, all right?
Oh, now
don't worry about it.
When was the last time? During Delta. During the Delta variant was the last time.
A couple of months ago.
25
months. I have to go through
something.
The messages, but it's a couple of months. It's been a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Drake's album. What the fuck?
No.
We're moving on.
God moving damn.
On. Where the hell is Garcia at?
That's a good question.
He's supposed to come tap me out.
Sub her out. God damn, Jerry Garcia is a lot
Jerry
nicer.
Garcia. Is he in the building?
Jerry's going to tap her in, and Kill's just going to start roasting him real quick just so he can get the head up.
Real quick.
I want to take the glasses off, but I can't because I'm crying underneath the glasses right now. My eyes are blood red.
He is.
Look at this.
You saw the side.
I've been crying the whole podcast.
It's going to be okay. Well, y'all, okay. So
this is how niggas do.
Let's get the heat off of you.
Learn from this moment. We was best friends.
I'm wearing the Scooby-Doo
best friends before she showed up.
Shouldn't have trusted me.
New information changes things. Okay, listen. Sorry about that.
Man, this is bullshit. I want y'all to know that.
It's okay.
It's horseshit.
It's okay. I'm gonna get the heat off of you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so this portion of our show is called Relationship Roulette, all right? So basically, our producers go to Reddit, to the relationship column, they pull out crazy shit, and we're going to just talk about it, all right?
Okay.
It gets wild. So our first one. Ooh, my boyfriend's ex has been coming to his apartment for the past year, and I just found out. That's fucked up. You sleazy for that. How you feel about that?
Boyfriend's ex coming to the apartment for the past year?
Like, that's... Like, just low-key, just cheating on you behind your back. But for the last year?
Yeah.
The last year? How'd you not peep that, first
that's
of all?
Just, yeah, that's just classic, basic cheating.
Like,
yeah, but I think that when you first get in a relationship with somebody, you got to go research all their exes, and then you got to follow them from your private page. And then once you follow them from your private page, you should be able to tell if they was in your man's house.
You've done this before.
So you're an expert investigator.
Yes, definitely expert on this.
No, I applaud you for that. That takes some real work. That's true. You really should be doing that research prior, so you should know.
Yeah.
What's the pettiest thing you've done to catch somebody you've dated cheating on you, if you ever have?
I don't know, man. But one time I saw something, a story they had on glasses, and I could see the person in the reflection of the glasses.
Whoa. But that's not petty, though.
That's like poker shit.
That's just being a really bad photo taker. Like, you got to know that's going to happen.
She saw the she zoomed in and saw the female taking a picture. Dang, that's...
I don't even think you have to zoom in. Especially if someone wears Ray-Bans that are big and thick, you can catch it.
Rich, you told me to put these glasses on before this podcast.
You just zoom in.
I was going to keep them off.
Like, the people watching live are watching the live also
off the Ray-Bans. I'm not going. I can't let them see me cry. All right, I'm committed now. I gotta keep these glasses on.
Do you? You gotta just roll.
I gotta stew in this shit. We're here now,
dude. That's so trippy to see the person in the glasses. This would be stupid.
Daphne, thank you so much.
Get her out of here. Get out of here, Daphne.
Done. He's had to.
Show ass out of here, man. Jared, please.
Oh, wow. I can't even say that.
Damn, no. You can follow her at Daphne Springs on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Yeah, that's her shit, all right? Daphne Springs, all right?
Actually, isn't it I Am?
Yeah. I Am.
The legendary. You can follow her
at I Am Legendary Daphne Springs on Instagram TV.
I want to say thank you for having me. Thank you. And be safe out here.
Can we get her out of here, please?
Daphne, Gear and Jim, thank you so much.
Can we get her out of here?
Thank you.
Fuck out.
Have a great day.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Be safe out here.
And next week,
Jerry Garcia, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Garcia. Jerry Garcia. Thank God.
What's up? Did she hurt you too, dog? Because she hurt me too, dog.
Thank God. That ain't just me.
That's a legend. That's how she do it, okay?
That's how she do it. She's savage.
She's a fucking savage.
She's blocking everybody, dog.
Jerry, how are you?
How
are
you guys doing?
We're great. So happy to have you.
Hey, happy to be here, man. I love Chocolate Sunday shows. All these shows have always been great. Fucking vibes.
Yes.
Awesome here, y'all.
And you got a special Father's Day episode today, too.
Yes, we did. Happy Father's Day. Any fathers here?
Nah.
No, not yet? Okay, good. We'll keep it that way.
You are a father.
I'm a father of three, unfortunately. Unfortunately,
oh,
yes.
No.
How old are your kids?
Let me see here. I didn't think there was going to be a test here, dog, but let me see here. 14, 13, and 6.
Oh, you tired.
14, 13, and I had them all today. All of them.
You just found out today. Yeah.
It wasn't even my weekend, bro. They just showed up to my house this morning.
Damn.
I had plans. Like, yo, what are you doing, man? It's Father's Day. God, it's not my weekend, though, dog.
He said, can we postpone? Let's push it.
I just had you last week. I'm going to have you next week. What is this about? I'm not getting no credit for this, fool.
He said, according to the contract, okay?
Right. Yeah.
That's not what the paper said, actually.
I had to show some court paperwork here. Don't make me call my attorney. Make this awkward for everybody.
What's the worst gift you ever got for Father's Day?
Besides a tie, which I threw back to... shoot, man. Dude, they give me the worst. They always give me the worst gifts, dog. They put no effort into it. They just think everything's a funny joke. And they just like... The other day, they just like, oh, Dad, I picked up the mail for you the other day. And my report card came in. I got real good grades. This was like 3 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, that's awesome, man. He's like, well, that's your Father's Day gift. Are you a motherfucker? Like,
whoa.
You serious?
That's messed up.
Wow. They don't give me anything, dog. They just give me
that's
like
what
every
supposed
like,
to do, fam.
Yeah, you remember 2 weeks ago when I threw away the trash? Happy Father's Day. Yeah.
You ever been jealous of what they did on Mother's Day? You ever been watching them treat your mom?
I just want them to go. Just go with your mom. I want Mother's Day weekend. Just leave.
Your next Father's Day gift will be like, hey, here's a magnet to hold up my report card from last year.
Oh, there you go. That's a good
you're
one.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that.
All of y'all move out. That's my Father's Day gift.
Yes,
all
please.
All y'all give me the
give y'all turn 18, please. Nah, I love my kids. They're good kids, dog. They're good kids. We have a good time. I coach them basketball. Right. I coach them baseball.
Basketball
fan. Yeah. We do a little bit of everything, you know. Like, we got, like, basketball's true because it's all little Mexican kids on the team, you know. It's, like, 12 Mexican kids on the team. Right. It's it's just, like, we're Carlos cousins because everybody's related. It's 12 kids, 3 parents. It's a trip.
12 kids?
Yeah, 3 sets of parents. Yeah. The Garcias, the Gonzalez, and the Ramirez, bro. That's
God
it. Take the court.
So you guide them when it comes to basketball? Did you play basketball growing up? Or
I played a little ball, baseball, right. Bro. I'm East LA, born and raised. We got to do it all, bro. Come on.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You know. And, yeah, I play a little sports, fool.
Hell yeah, man.
All right.
We got the Warriors that won a championship recently, man. How
you
got to
bring that up, man. I'm a Laker fan, dog.
You're a Laker
fan?
Me too. You know? I'm a Laker fan, too. Lakers and Warriors banded together to make sure Boston didn't get the 18th.
That's true.
Ring,
that helped out a little bit. You know that helped out a little bit, dog.
Team effort. We good. It's cool.
We can do that. We can do that. But it's still the Bay Area, dog. You know, it's still right. LA for life. But
understand. Shout out to the Dubs. It's close enough.
Shout out to the Dubs.
We'll consider it.
Lakers fans, so are you cool with LeBron being on the Lakers? Or?
I'm all for LeBron being on the Lakers, dog. Okay. As long as LeBron is wearing a Laker jersey, bro, I'm going to back him up, fool.
Hell yeah.
Like, once he leaves the Lakers, F LeBron James, bro, because I'm just a Laker fan.
Okay.
I'm a Laker fan, all right? I know there's a lot of LeBron James haters. You can't hate on LeBron as long as he's wearing our purple and gold, right, bro. There's no way, dog. You got to back him up.
What's your Lakers Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore for Lakers? Yeah. Look, man, I'm 42 years old, dog, all right? Mm-hmm. So I started watching I saw Magic Johnson. For me, it's Magic Johnson. Obviously, Kobe. You got to throw Shaq in there for the because of the titles. Who's my fourth one? Man, I really like James Worthy, though, as a little kid, man. I'm trying to who am I missing, dude?
You got Kareem and Wilt.
Well, I didn't really get to see Kareem. Oh, I didn't get
he
to see
was
Wilt.
Older. He was like 37.
Yeah,
right.
I'm talking about guys who I've seen him play, dog. So I got to talk. For sure, Magic. Honestly, low key, I was a big Michael Cooper fan, dog.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But James Worthy, Coop, Magic, but that's that era. But we got to talk Magic Johnson. We'll go Kobe, of course, dog. Right. Kobe and Shaq, and yeah, we'll go James Worthy.
Magic, Kobe, right. Shaq, James Worthy.
I always want to throw Paul Gasol. Paul Gasol's underrated, bro.
Really?
Paul Gasol did a lot for us, dog.
Okay.
Come on, he did a lot for us.
Yeah. How many rings would it take? If LeBron, how many rings would it take for LeBron to get for him to be on the Mount Rushmore?
One more is fine because that puts him at two.
Yeah,
that's cool,
dog. Powell had two.
Two,
right. Powell has two.
Yeah.
Powell had two with the Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right. Two out of three. Yeah, two out of three.
That's awesome. Yes, sir. Okay, all right.
Period.
Yeah. So you're originally from Los Angeles?
LA, born and raised, Huntington Park, California. You ever
I
been?
Like it. Never been. Never been.
Y'all come
been.
On, try the tacos, fool. Don't drink the water, though.
I love
tacos, no water. I got you, man.
Yeah.
You been doing comedy for how long?
2009. So what was that? What puts it at 13 years, dog?
Oh,
13
wow.
years. Yes. I turned 13 in October. It started in October, dog. So it's been a great ride.
Nice. So I know as a comedian, you probably had a situation where you didn't do too well, man.
Yeah, that's me. Didn't you just see my set right now, dog? That was horrible. That was the worst, fool. Well, you got to bring it up already, fool.
Nigga, you had the worst set out there. I had the worst set in here. We both going through the same shit.
Yeah.
We both going through pain tonight.
Nah, this was a great night tonight. A great set. But nah, we've all been there, right? We've all been in those rough nights.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, what can I say, man? Actually, it was actually one of the, it wasn't Chocolate Sundays, but it was another urban night that I did long time ago, man. And I had a rough time. They didn't welcome me too well. And so the people it was just a rowdy crowd that night. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of stepped into some missteps on some of my jokes, and I lost the crowd, and it was rough. It was bad when they started turning their chairs like completely around. Oh, to no, he didn't, and he starts turning his whole, and like when I got the no, he didn't, then I start turning the whole, and yeah, I've been there.
How'd you bounce back from that? Like
you just do you blame I blame myself though. I'm very hard on myself. Fool. It's never the audience's fault, fool. You know what I mean? Audience is there to laugh and have a good time. It's our job to produce, fool. Mm-hmm. So whenever I don't do good, it's always I gotta check myself what I did wrong. A lot of my set has to do a lot with timing, you know, with reading the crowd, reading the room, of course. And so I didn't read the room that night, dog. I came off a little too aggressive, a little too fucking, you know, chest out, and I never again, dog. I was just a little too overconfident. I got checked on. My first joke didn't do well. Second joke didn't do well. By the time my third joke was coming up, I was done, dog. You know,
dang.
The people had shut me down. So, but it is what it is. But it's never the crowd's fault. I just got to reset. Right. I leave there. Of course, it hurts. It sucks, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, all right, well, I fucked up here. I fucked up there. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have called her this. I shouldn't call her that.
So you got to
we learned.
Like,
yeah, we learned, dog. We learned.
I feel like it's only... it would be the urban rooms where that happens, where they can feel yo. They lean over, girl.
Latino rooms are pretty tough too. Latino rooms, they come in drunk. Like, that's the problem. They're already drunk in the parking lot, fool. So, but with me, I'm able to pander with Latinos, of course, a little bit easier, right? So when with non-Latino groups that come in, I mean, it doesn't have to do about colors or anything like that. It's just sometimes people are just like, it takes them a minute to like get your vibe, right? Because like, what's this guy about? You know, what's this guy talking about? Now I'm able to figure it out. I'm able to work any room, work any audience and stuff like that because I'm able to maneuver myself a little bit better, you know, being around 13 years and shit. But back then, it was maybe like, I was like maybe 2-3 years in the game, and it was a really bad night. But I've had a couple of rough nights, man. Vegas can be a tough place to perform. Vegas is all about tourism out there. There's people from all over the world there. And sometimes they just, you know, I don't know if you can tell, but I got a little bit of an accent.
Right.
You know, a little bit of a thick accent. You know, I'm not exactly British here, dog, but... But yeah, dog, you know, sometimes you run into places where people are like, well, what the fuck is this guy talking about, dog?
Right.
But other than that, you learn with the punches, fool.
What's your favorite room? Do you like white rooms? Do you like black rooms? Or Latino rooms the best? What do you feel like you favor in the best?
It's going to sound soft, but I like multicultural, dog. I like people that are different colors. I don't like just one generic room. Latino rooms, obviously, are the easiest for me. I just go to a Latino room and I could, you know, obviously kill, but that becomes a little too easy. So I like a good challenge. To be honest with you, white rooms are a good challenge to do, man.
Yeah,
you know, because they get easily offended sometimes, you know. And I love that challenge where I'm gonna take them there and let's go on this ride and go on with me together. And it usually goes pretty well.
Man, I feel like white rooms are so easy to make laugh. White people laugh easy as fuck every time.
I feel like it's hit or miss.
Yeah, it's hit or miss.
You go on stage and be like, "What's up, white people?" And they'll start cracking up just knowing they white.
But what?
Maybe you're getting that white guilt though.
You're getting that white guilt, dog.
We have to laugh. Estelle, make sure you laugh at this one.
That I am white.
So what's the toughest situation you've been in, bro? Like where you was like, there's no way I can come back from this, man. But you made it happen anyway.
Dude, there's just been so many bombing situations, dog, where like I said, for like it's the worst feeling in the world, dog. But you just can we cuss here?
Yeah.
What we say, at least with Latinos, we say you're up there eating dicks, and sometimes you just gotta eat a dick, bro.
Right.
And it's what it is. It is what it is, dog. You just go up there. You get through it. It's the worst time you've ever had in your life, but I can't wait to make up for this and come back the next day, dog. I'm just passionate about comedy, bro. So I love fucking comedy, and it's I'm gonna love it no matter if it loves me back or not, fool.
I gotta ask this question: what set made you feel like this is what I'm destined to do? Like, what was the time where you realized when you were like, I'm an actual stand-up comedian. This is what I'm doing for a living.
As far as the set for me, when I started opening up about my kids. I got 3 boys. I'm a single father. Mm-hmm. And I think the set that really changed my career.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, brother. There's a set that I do where it's actually on HBO Max right now, dog. But okay. Thank you. It's not my weekend.
HBO
Shameless
Max.
Plug.
HBO Max.
Shameless plug. It's not my weekend. Please check it out, my special. But
that's
it's a set. Yeah, it's facts, bro. Facts. But it's a set I did about my kids having a stepdad, dog, and how we're going through that phase of my life, dog, and having to accept this new man who's a better father than I am. And so I had to check my ego on the side. This guy's buying them stuff, taking them places. And I'm like, yo, can I come too, dog? Because I've never been a fucking Adventureland myself. Like, so, you know, it's one of those things where, like, once I started opening those doors and just really be able digging in on real life stuff, it's when I became a real comedian. So I felt like, yeah, it's on, dog. Let's do this.
So before you came on, we were playing a little game called
Relationship Roulette.
No, for sure.
We want to get you involved on that one. We got number 2 coming out right here. So this is the second one. The first one was my boyfriend's ex had been coming over to his apartment for the past year, and I just found out. But let's move on to the second one. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend will only have sex with me if porn is on. This is what a female said.
If porn is on.
Right. So she's looking for your advice on what to do with a boyfriend like that.
He will only have sex with her?
He
if
will
porn
only,
is on, yes. Like,
if porn is on,
he only fucks her with
damn.
Porn is on.
Oh, that's fucked up, bro.
Look at Jordan.
That is bad, fool.
Like, what? Just tell me you don't like me.
That's got to be some physical shit right there,
sure.
Dog. That's messed up, man. For her to even admit that, I would not, like, not ever fucking disclose that to anybody. You just got to run, girl. Run, fool. Yeah. There's plenty of other guys who don't need porn to have sex with you, I'm sure. Right.
Also, what kind of porn is he watching?
That's a question.
Mm-hmm. That's important because, are you still swinging this way? Are you not? Mm-hmm. Like, I got a lot of questions.
He could also be using it to get himself off because at a certain point, it's in your mind.
Right. It is.
Yeah. So then she got to leave him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What if he's just watching, like gay sex, dog?
And he's I was thinking the same thing on everything. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. She must have left that out.
No, throw probably, it out there. He's got a good example.
He could be watching the shit. Like, he could pretend like he videotaping her, but really, he watching the shit with an AirPod in on some slick shit.
Not an AirPod.
Yeah, that's messed up, dog. Man, shit, I feel part. Girl, DM me, girl. You can hit me up at Comedian Jerry G. We'll take care of that situation real quick. I don't need nothing, dog. We're good. We're good to go.
He's just sitting there. You like that, John?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Jenny.
We can reenact our own porn. We can do our own shit, dog.
So, are you married?
No, I'm dating somebody
You're
right
dating
now.
Somebody
I threw
right
my
now.
Shit out there right there.
So do y'all watch porn together or anything like that?
No, I'm not freaking like that, dog. Gotcha. I like my one-on-one session with my loved one. With her, my attention spanned with her always. I've dated girls who want me to turn on porn. And I'm just like, why? I'm already, look at me. Just I got those fucking, put your hand on my shoulder and it goes up. I don't need extra help for that, dog. Like,
you said work smarter, not
you
harder.
You said put your hand on my shoulder and it goes up. Yeah. That's funny as fuck.
That's it, dog. I don't even get it. Like, she's like, well, you should just get into the mood a bit. I've been into the mood. Like, we got into bed, so I took all my drawers, I've been in the mood. Yeah. Anyways.
That's hilarious.
All right, third one.
Okay,
go ahead.
Wait. Because the next one says, I went on a blind date and he was missing a limb. I left the date.
Wow.
Am I in the wrong?
Yeah, she was, dog. That's fucked up. Which limb, though?
That part, there's that question. And then also, did you catfish me before? Because, like, what indication did I have that you had
so
all your
So if she
limbs?
Missing her left arm.
Like, yeah.
She took the pick like this.
Right.
Is that a catfish?
Like, I low-key feel played. Actually, yeah. I actually have reason to be a little upset.
I'm like, you knew you could have took the pick like this, but you chose to go with this way. You knew damn well that left arm was missing.
Yeah, that 45-degree angle is helping you too much, girl.
Important.
Yeah, man, she should have disclosed that shit, right? She's been like, you know, if you don't see me waving, it's probably because I don't have an arm. Like, I don't see you.
Have you seen the picture where, like, there's, like, a little person? Mm-hmm. And, like, but it's a close-up headshot. So you don't even know they little until they pull the camera out. Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who have, like, really normal-looking.
Like normal as hell. Yeah. Like, me and her in a headshot, but you pull the camera out, and I'm 4-1.
You can't tell. You got to hit that zoom out. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to zoom in. Hold up.
But, like, isn't she, like, low-key in the wrong? Because you should finish the date. Or at least, wait, did she? I want to know if she said, how you going to catfish and then leave? Or did she just leave?
Wait, that's she has funny. A missing limb, right? She has a missing limb? And she still left?
No, he had the missing limb.
Oh, yeah, she showed that's up what I'm saying. Okay, cool.
He had the missing
she
limb.
She showed up.
She said, hey. He said,
what up?
All right, on. What up?
I'm over here.
What's up? Where?
I'm like, I'm going to be really hard.
He was trying to do
this,
but he was doing like this instead.
Yeah, that's some vain shit. You just gotta finish a fucking date, dog. Right? Get a free dinner out of it, dog. Right? Get a 5-finger discount. I don't know.
Cause he definitely paying. He got a reason to pay.
I don't wanna be rude.
One arm.
We wanna be inclusive.
I'm sure he got that check and shit, you know? Someone's paying for that.
What's the weirdest date you ever have? You ever been on a blind
date?
Dude,
I've been on a date with a girl with she had leg braces, bro.
Wow.
Leg braces.
Did you do that to her?
She
before
kinda,
or after?
Well, she
did you do it to her?
No, I wish, bro. You know, like, that's right, dog. No, but I still took it down. I was like, yo, man, it's all good. We're making a little noise with a little Forrest Gump.
Chris Sosa!
Sosa!
Hi, Chris Sosa!
Put the shades on!
What's up?
What's up? I'm not the only one.
You back? When did you get home?
Bro,
when did you get back?
Like, last Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Welcome
back, though.
Was here Sunday.
Yes,
bro,
he was.
I'm glad you stuck with the glasses.
Bro.
Hey,
Afro Gang.
I had to know what it is. Got to keep it natural. Good to see you, bro. This
what's
is my
going
guy,
on?
Jerry,
yeah,
bro.
What's up,
We got two Latinas on the show. This is really special. We're going to have some fun.
Getting spicy.
Yeah. It's a spicy show. He's like, it's a battle right now.
It's a battle. Yeah. What's hell up, Chris, man? How you feeling today, bro?
I'm good, bro. Good. Good to be back.
Yeah, man. Good to be back.
It was just yesterday.
I know. Right.
You should have told me you was going where you were going
to
switch it up. I would have won my other one.
But you know what? I felt that you were going to do this.
Okay.
Anyway, I let you get by with that the first time.
So cute. Wait, Chris, where'd you just get back from? Where were you?
Home.
Oh. She was traveling.
Houston, dog, right?
Houston.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, how do we know each other?
Oh, we go way back, dog. Way back. Ha Ha Comedy Club, fucking just everything, full bar shows.
Yeah, and when he goes to Houston, he lets me, you know, feature for him, post for him.
Houston Improv, fool.
Yeah,
kill that shit, dog.
Hell yeah.
So how long you been in the comedy game for, Chris?
7 years now.
7 years now. 7 years strong. Hell yeah, bro.
We got some OGs in the house, okay?
Oh, no. Yeah.
So tell us, man, tell us the situation where you bombed.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Worst bomb ever.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, everybody.
How much time do you have?
Yo, my worst bomb, yo, it was in my hometown in Houston. It was
damn, that's your hometown.
In my hometown. That's what made it the worst one. Hurts. Because Afion Crockett gave me the grace to be able to open for him. He was on Twitter. He put out that he was going out to Houston. I've only been doing comedy for a year, and that was my first time going back home to perform because I started doing comedy in L.A. So my first way back to go home and perform at the Improv, 400-seater, and I reached out to him on Twitter saying, hey, I'm from Houston. It'd be cool if I could, like, open up. And he was just like, he gave me the spot.
Right.
And I remember, man, oh, my God. It was bad, yo. Like, I went up, and, like, it was a Thursday night, and it was, like, a mediocre, like, performance. Mm-hmm. It was like, he seen me perform at the HaHa, so he was like, hey, man, I know you probably got some jitters. Mm-hmm. Come through Saturday. He told me to skip Friday. He gave me the weekend, but he was like, come Saturday. I was like, no, I'll see you tomorrow. I got this. I'll see you tomorrow. He was like, Saturday, I think you should come Saturday. I was like, nah, I got you, bro. Friday, redemption. Friday, yo, I tried opening up with a cold opening. I tried doing a brand new joke. I'm like, I'm about to kill him. I'm about to kill him with this one. Yo, it was so Tahir Moore was there. And it was one of those, like, I gave Tahir my phone to, like, record my set. I was like, hey, bro, get some pictures.
The worst.
And, yo, I just remember him, yo, like, captured it, and he just, like, turned away. DC Urban was on the side. DC was featuring, and you could just hear the... Like, it was so quiet, yo. I bombed really bad. And then Afion was just like, hey, man, like, we got to keep the energy, you know. Yeah. I got bumped. Oh, respectfully, hey. Man, respectfully, I get it. Afion, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But he bumped me. But I had a dope redemption the following year. He called me, come back, and I got to host.
Damn, he still let you come back. That's good for him.
Wow. That's cool. So when he called you, were you like, I got to get it this time? Like, no matter what happens.
Yeah, I had another year under my belt. Now, right. And that was like, I'll never let that bomb, like, mm-hmm. happen again, especially in my hometown.
So. How long had you been doing comedy when you did that set with Amy on? The first time you bombed.
A year.
A year. Okay, you're a year in.
A year under my belt, bro. Yeah, and I thought I was popping. Yeah, I thought I had my shit. I'm coming back home, baby. I'm back. You know, this whole thing. Nah,
that goes to show, man, you can never skip the process,
you
right?
You can. Yeah. You got to respect the process. Yeah. Wait, Jerry, was there ever a time that Chris was about to open for you and you was like, yo, this is not going to work out? Like, get off my stage, boss.
You know, it's Father's Day. I don't want to get all down on people. No. Chris has always done a great job. He's opened a few times for me, guest boss. He just pops in whenever I'm in. Each time we hit him up and stuff, he'll come in, and yeah, he does a great job, folks.
Man, I respect him.
He's got great energy for it.
I love it.
Yeah,
I feel it.
For sure. Definitely one of the mentors, man, for sure. Right, team, you know what I'm saying? American Wannabe, that's my crew.
Yeah, that's my podcast.
Yeah, that's their podcast.
Another fucking plug.
That's their podcast. Oh, yeah. American Wannabe.
Write it down. What made you want a mentor?
No, well, anytime I'm around him, I love to, like, just give him pointers on just, you know, he has great stage presence.
Yes.
And it's just, sometimes it's a matter of he's just so excited to be up there sometimes, but I says, yo, slow it down, bro. You know, cut the fat, you know, right. Get to the point. You got a great premise here. Just always just give him the feedback on whatever material he has at the time, you know?
I love that. Having a great mentor is key.
Yeah, it's dope.
So important.
Yeah, man.
Especially when I know he has it. He has that it factor, dog. He's very likable. It's everything, man.
You got the good curls. Keep going.
Yeah. I tell Chris all the time, man. Ever since I seen him do that cypher for All Death, I was like, this nigga is...
Papi Chulo!
I watch that shit all the time, man. Speaking of All Death, how did you end up with All Death Digital? You were...
Oh, Kev on stage.
Kev on stage, man.
Okay. My guy, he looked out for me. This was like back in when Trump was running for office, right. You know what I'm saying? And Obama was on his way out. I made this mashup where I put Obama's head on Will Smith's head on the last episode of Fresh Prince. You know, with the
him leaving.
Yeah. And then Joe Biden, back when he was vice president, I had him as Carlton, where he's like, "Who shut off the lights?" And he's running down. So that meme, I made that for All Dev as like a freelance. You know, right. I sent it out, and like they gave me, you know, a couple hundred for it, and then they ended up, like, it went viral, like crazy viral, like it hit like it was like 11 mil by the end of the week.
Hell
and
yeah.
They were just like, yo, bring this guy in. And that's what I was doing. I started, like, making memes. I started making, like, I became an editor there. Yeah. And then they found, you know, they know I do comedy, too. So it went from being an editor to being in front of the cam, too.
Right. Okay.
So that's how I was able to hop in, these sketches and the great taste and then the ciphers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Papi that's Chulo. A full journey.
Papi Chulo.
Where's he come from, man? How'd you come over Papi Chulo? Is that
my
like a
dad.
Name?
Your dad. That's my pops, man. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Appropriate. Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. It ties right in.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you hit your father up already for Father's 100%. Day? Let him know what's going on?
Yeah, I had to. Yes, I had to, man. That's my guy, man. I made a dope, I put together some footage, man, because that's my dad, but he's also my boxing coach. He's been training me since I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, you don't even know that about comedy. You run up on Chris, you might get knocked the fuck out.
The hands are
you don't
real,
even know.
Bro.
The hands is real. Yeah, certified.
Yeah, straight up, bro.
Yes, indeed, man.
That's pops, man.
So you've been boxing for how long now?
Man, I've been since I was 6 years old.
Six years old.
Now I just do it recreationally, but I was supposed to turn pro at 18. I don't like talking about it now because now I feel like I'm the has been. It's okay. Like, man, back in the day,
I'll tell you what, I've been boxing basically my entire life. My older cousin is Terrence Crawford.
No way. Yeah. Right.
That's my favorite boxer right now. He's bro.
Well, my father and his mom, brother and sister.
Shut up.
I never really got into the whole pro, but I always wanted to know how to fight. You always want to know how to fight, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
So did your father like inspire you to fight, or was it something you wanted to do on your own?
My dad used to be a professional boxer growing up. And he actually worked out with he was his sparring partner and everything with Roger Mayweather, Mayweather's uncle. When he was training him back when his
crazy Roger Mayweather.
Yeah, man. And they were on the same boxing team, and he was in the Olympic trials, and he went to, be a pro. And then, he just, I don't know, he had his first son, my brother, you know what I'm saying? And then, became a father, he's doing fatherhood. But growing up, man, like when I was six, I decided I wanted to box. I played baseball because I'm a Sosa, so I had to, the Dominican side.
By default.
I wasn't good at it, but boxing, man, that's my love and passion, man.
You ever been in a situation where somebody's talking shit and you like, bro, you don't even know?
That's because you don't look like a guy that can fight.
I don't look for it, and I don't even try to. I flight. I walk away. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what it is. And they teach you that because you know what you're capable of doing.
Exactly.
And you know this guy probably doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, so you rather walk away from a situation where you can seriously injure somebody than engage for what?
It's dangerous now. People don't throw hands anymore.
They stab.
You can easily kill somebody accidentally just because you're training, they not. Like, easy.
That's the thing. Nobody throws hands. That's so true, dog.
Yeah.
Right?
The kids today are terrified of getting their ass beat.
Right.
And they can't take the embarrassment.
Pistol whip you.
Yeah, they take an L, they immediately go get a gun.
Yeah,
or
and
more
they come back.
No,
facts. I don't want to be looking over my shoulder and all that stuff.
Right.
Man. I just
right,
keep
just walk
cool.
away.
You got it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I'm a bitch.
That's typically how you know somebody that can actually have hands like
literally.
That is when someone
you
knows when
away.
To walk away.
It's that reverse psychology. I'm a bitch.
They at home like, I poked that nigga. He just saved your life. You have no idea what's about to happen.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up, brother. Mm-hmm. Favorite boxer?
Ooh. Right now, it's Crawford. But growing up, man, I liked Tito Trinidad.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my guy.
Are you looking forward to like a Crawford versus Spencer Jr. situation?
I want Crawford and Errol Spence.
Errol Spence. I apologize.
Yeah, that's the one.
I feel like Errol Spence has been ducking and dodging around the whole Crawford fight, though, man. He's taking
Errol
a lot of
Spence,
lessons.
Errol Spence is just, he's just too chill.
Too chill?
I don't even know how he's so cold as a boxer. His mentality, he's so relaxed.
Right.
He's always, I feel like he's like on lean or something. Like, he just always kind of talks a little slow.
His eyes be red as hell too.
But his hands are crazy.
He's
down in the ring. Drug test that guy.
Jerry, you into boxing at all?
Nah, I'm a little old school. I'm a Julio Cesar Chavez guy, dog. I'm a '90s boxing guy.
Yeah,
I don't teach a Trinidad though.
Yeah, man. Boxing is always. That's my first love, my first passion. You know what I'm saying?
Hell, man.
But now we telling jokes.
What you working on out here now? What are you gonna be working on?
Bro, I moved back. Dude.
You guys just move.
Yeah, move. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm back. I'm back hitting the stages. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Yeah. So
hell yeah.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Are you more in the social media aspect, or are you trying to tackle stand up comedy more? So
man, I got into really heavy into social media when I was at Aldef. Mm-hmm. I really learned the ropes of just like feeding content, whether it's good or bad, just like throwing it out there. Stuff that you don't even put too much effort into goes viral versus the stuff that you put the most effort into.
That's true.
And all the passion and
story of my life, though.
You know what I'm saying? I learned how to work that muscle, you know what I'm saying? But it started to take over. It has to be a balance, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because
absolutely.
When it was my job, and then I also doing it as a career because it's like, you know, we, as comedians, we got to put ourselves out there, exposure and stuff. It can really take over, and you can be waking up looking at your phone. That naturally we do that, but then as, if you're doing that as a creator and influencer, it's like it could really like drive you nuts.
Absolutely.
So I chilled on that. I chilled on that for sure. I'm back to the craft.
I took myself. I typically post every day, but I actually took 2 weeks off of social media myself because I was just so
wrapped
up.
That's an eternity, dog. 2 weeks.
I usually take Sundays off.
I'll take Sundays off, which not today because I've been performing and stuff and doing stuff with the kids. But Sundays is my day off every week, dog.
That's good.
Take that
Straight
Sunday
up.
Off.
That's a good day.
I don't do anything on Sunday. I mean, I'm here, but this is cool. This is something I want to do.
There you go.
Yeah, this is work. This is work.
It is.
It gets the point where you're checking your phone for the wrong reasons. You know what I'm saying?
It's muscle memory, literally. Like it's. You have to rearrange the apps on your phone. That way you don't go to the same shit
when
all
I have
the time.
Nothing
it's
to
never
do.
Enough. It's never it's enough. Never. It's always like, it should be more. It should be more.
Man.
Right.
Hell
yeah.
Can't stand it, yo.
Hell yeah, man. Basketball fan?
Oh, basketball? Yeah. Hell yeah.
You got the Rockets fan or what?
I have to be. This is my city. You know what I'm saying?
Houston.
That's my city. I like all Houston sports, all the teams. That's It's just easier that way. You know what I mean?
You still rooting for the Rockets? You think they're going to come through with next
to,
couple
of years? I don't know if that's going on. You're going to see
they got John Wall over there right now.
Nah, bro. I don't know what John Wall's up to, bro. I like our new cat that we have, Jalen Green.
Okay.
Yeah, he's young right now, but he was definitely getting hot towards the end of the season, but we're going to see what they do.
They never should have gave up James Harden, personally.
Hey, this is a comedy podcast?
Yeah.
Right. We got a comedy special coming
fair
up.
Fair enough. I ain't gonna lie.
I was gonna go to the Warriors.
I don't even know a lot about basketball, bro. I was gonna start talking about refs. I'm like,
bullshit. You know?
I was gonna make it up, honestly.
Shout out to the producer in the back.
I'm just trying to see what's going on here. Warriors win the finals. All right.
We're gonna hit that.
Moving on.
All right. We're gonna do some games.
Yes, sir. Check out my comedy special, HBO Max.
Yo.
It's not my weekend, dog. It's right there. You can also check me out on Entre Nos, also on HBO Max. I'm one of the comedians there. Please check me out. Social media, all that good stuff, dog.
Please.
Dope.
So
yes, sir.
Dope, bro.
Jerry Garcia, funny dude, man.
Thank you,
hilarious.
Thank you.
Man.
Yes, this
sir.
Is great. Man. Appreciate it. Dude, it was awesome, man. So first I was on Entre Nos. Entre Nos is like a little show where they put like three comedians.
Okay.
And from that one, I got selected to get my own 30-minute special.
Nice.
So it was a really a dream come true, man. So
that's amazing.
13 years in the game. At that time, I was 10 years in the game. So it was so exciting time. You know, I had to work very hard for that. Just going out every day, trying out all this material, trying out what's going to work, what's not, trial and error, dog. It was a trip. Oh, yeah.
It's dope to witness, bro. I'll be honest with you, man.
It is. And
it'd
be looking overnight, but it's not. There's a lot of work in the background.
And now you look at it, it's like, damn, I could have done so much better, dog. But it is what it is, man, and I'm just waiting for the next one.
I was in the audience for that Internos because Jesus was also on that show, too.
North Hollywood, here.
Yeah. So I was in the audience to check y'all out, bro. Yeah. That was super dope, man. This is really fam. Like, it's crazy that I came here to
yeah,
this
just fucking walked in here.
We got good alignment, you know. Chocolate Sundays, we got you.
Energy, baby.
Yeah.
So what about you, Chris? Are you coming out with anything for a special comedy? Are you thinking about doing a comedy special or anything like that?
I mean, look, he said that was your 10-year mark. So I got the three more years. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm working on a few projects, writing. I'm getting the pen game down because everything has been all. I'm trying to be all like, oh, I do write, I'm gonna write. I do everything on the stage. But these producers don't understand that, and the execs, they don't understand that. They want
to
see stuff material.
Yeah, everything. Absolutely. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just putting everything on paper now and working that muscle out.
It's only gonna make you better.
Yeah. So the reason that's one of the biggest reasons I moved back because I have some great momentum right now of some great opportunities. Last Sunday, I guess I could say it now, but some execs came from a huge network. Lonnie definitely gave me that blessing. You know, what I'm
perfect.
Saying?
Shout out to you, Lonnie.
Dope, Shout out to Lonnie. Shout out to Lonnie, man. Chocolate Sunday
Execs. They're so secretive, bro. They never confirmed that they were coming.
No,
that's how
they
be.
They want you. They want to slide.
They
want to
see you raw.
Out. Yeah.
Straight up. Yeah. So I just came and delivered, yo. And then later that night, we're at Volcano, and it was already like 11 or so, and I get an email. They're like, Chris, you had an amazing performance. You're stage presence is dope, and
come
your wedgie
on.
Joke had us dying. So they referred one of the jokes, and I was like,
"Yes,
nice.
We love
dope.
To see it."
You know what I'm
congrats, that's incredible.
Hell yeah, man!
More life.
Hell yeah.
I love it, bro. I love it, man. Shout out to HBO.
Shout out HBO. Shout out HBO.
I had to, man. I'm available, promo HBO right there. It's gonna be HBO. Oh, because they gonna have a mistake when I get on there. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's gonna be dope, bro. Yeah. That's fam, right, man. Hell yeah. What about y'all? How long have y'all been doing? How long has this podcast been up and running?
Man,
a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been like 2 months, honestly. Yeah. Like, it's been in fruition for years. We've been wanting to do it for a long time, but there's a lot of moving parts, you know? Right. There's finding the right team and putting everything together, so it really just now came together, and now we're flowing.
Did y'all come to Lonnie with this, or did Lonnie come to y'all with this?
It was kind of both.
Yeah, it was mutual. It was her vision, so she's been building the team, and then we kind of found the moving parts, and then we collaborated on the rest of it. But shout out to Lonnie.
Shout out Rich. Shout out Jesse. Mm-hmm. Shout out Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Shout out Kira. Allie. Shout out Allie. Everybody.
Shout out all of them.
Shout out all of them.
All of them, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? The podcast is actually something that I feel like this Chunk of Sundays needs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much history and news that comes through here. It 100%. Should be recorded so we can talk about what goes
absolutely,
on.
Absolutely, right. And the pop-ins, yo.
Right.
Yep. You got Dave Chappelle come in. You have Kevin Hart will come in. Like, you know, this night is legendary.
Right.
For sure. For sure.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. So we're
going
to move on to a couple of games. What you feeling, Kamari?
Yeah.
You feeling like some games?
So real quick, we love to end with our games portion. Just keep it light. Keep it fun, you know. So this round is going to be two truths and a lie.
There you go. Let's get
it. Okay, Kiel, take it.
You want me to take it off with two truths?
I want
you
to take it. This show.
All right.
Okay, so this is Chuck and Sunny style, right? Okay.
Dominique. I'm going to stay off of it.
Two truths and a lie.
All right, cool.
These are tricky.
These are tricky right here.
All
right.
Now.
Once had sex with the state senator's wife.
Oh.
Number one. Number two.
I hope that's the truth for you, bro.
Was originally born in Hawaii.
All right.
Number three. Favorite color? Purple. We'll leave it there, man. I'm going to stick with those three.
Like that?
Stick with those three.
I don't think.
Which one's a lie, Kamari? What you thinking?
I don't think he was born in Hawaii.
You don't think I was born in Hawaii?
No.
All right. Jerry Garcia, what's up? What you thinking, man?
If you're in the comments,
people watching, tell me what you think is a lie real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think you're a purple guy.
Yeah, I don't think you like the color purple. That was a horrible movie for you.
Let's go.
All right, y'all. Look, man, the truth is, no, my favorite color is not purple. No, I wasn't born in Hawaii.
What?
But I did have sex with a state senator's wife.
Why gave you two lies and a truth? He just wanted to use his platform.
I said two lies and a truth.
He wanted to flex on us, make sure we all know which is the truth here, dog.
He wanted to use this platform to let the world know.
And look, let me tell you guys something. It's been a very embarrassing episode. I need a couple of W's for myself. At least one W.
I'm going to boost it right quick.
I didn't even see any of that.
Good, Chris. Don't worry about it. Don't watch the episode
so
at all.
Far, so far.
It's been pure clean.
You're winning right now. Yeah, you're good.
Winning.
You're good.
All right, Kamari, man. Two truths and a lie.
All right. Let me think. First, I am from Louisiana. Second, I played college softball.
Okay.
Third, I had an offer to play for the USA women's team.
For softball?
Yes.
Ooh, shit.
What was the first one again?
I said, what did I say?
Yeah, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's the one that's
No. I said I'm from Louisiana. I was recruited to play college softball.
Okay.
And I also, post-college, was asked to be part of the Team USA softball team.
I'm going to say you're not from Louisiana.
Yeah. That's what I got, too.
I'm going to go ahead and respectfully say that the USA was a lie, but I'm gonna say because you had a professional offer instead of going to the USA.
I appreciate that. No doubt. You see the vision, right?
Yeah.
So I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. First of all, felt Creole. Thank you. Represent.
Love it. Been there. Love it.
Thank you.
I lost.
I did play college softball. I actually had 7 softball scholarship offers out of high school. 1 basketball offer. I chose softball. I did not get an offer to play beyond that, and if I did, I wouldn't have taken it.
Why wouldn't you? What did you?
My body was destroyed.
What position did you play?
Yeah, So I was recruited to be a shortstop and a slapper, so small ball, very quick. I was stealing a lot of bases, and then they moved me to outfield. So I've had shoulder surgery. My back's fucked up. But, we trucking. We looking good, but couldn't have done it further than I did it.
Did you stick to softball, or did you play a couple different sports?
No, so growing up, I actually did all the sports. I was at a private school where they let you do that. So I played volleyball, basketball, softball, and I ran track.
I feel like track comes with every – it always you comes have to, with it.
No, the crazy thing is they forced me into it. Right. I was at a private school where it was like five black people. They were like, yo – you're the fastest one in the school. We need you.
Racist as shit. But all right. What happened? You've never seen me run.
We know you got that extra muscle, sis. We need you. And I did. I killed that shit. Nice. Second and state.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, no USA softball team, but it's still lit.
That's all right. You did good.
Thank you.
Nice.
Jerry, what about you?
Oh shit. Let me see here. First of all, I had a Netflix special in 2017. Netflix special.
Okay.
Then I was the last person. I went to three callbacks on a Pixar film, Cars 3. And then I was born in Mexico City, the city.
I believe the Cars.
Yeah, I'll take the Cars for
definitely
a truth.
The Cars.
This ain't fair for me, yo. I know my man. So y'all got that.
We'll say respectfully, no comedy special on Netflix.
It was HBO, huh?
No, it was actually on Netflix. But,
oh,
2017.
You gotta stop answering.
Yeah, I wasn't born in Mexico. I was born in LA, East LA, baby.
Okay.
Huntington Park, California. We got a Netflix special. It's called They Can't Deport Us All. The air from 2017 to 2021, dog. It was
That's
a 5-year contract,
title.
So it's just They Can't Deport Us All, dog.
They can't deport us all.
Great. That's the name of the special.
Yes. That was my first TV credit.
I love it.
They can't deport us all.
Yeah. Hell good times. Yeah. Shout out to Chingo Bling and shit, dog.
There you go. Chingo Bling.
From LA. All right.
And Cars 3. Yeah, it was between me and the comedian who got it. I was up for the part of Cars 3.
No, the
yellow car in Cars 3.
Oh, yeah, it's been a minute since that third one. The third one was high tech. I liked it.
You know what? I've yet to see Cars 3 because I was so hurt by it. I'm still kind of salty. I can't see it, dog. Cruz. The car was named Cruz.
Cruz?
Mm. Okay. Oh, C-R-U-Z.
Great name.
Yeah, Cruz.
You're right. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. I feel like you would have done a great job, Jerry. They played you on that. The next one's bigger.
Three to the best.
You said I ain't seen it.
Yeah, dog. It was me and another comedian who got it.
Nice, bro.
What kind of stuff have you said?
Christina Alonso got it.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
What stuff do you have to say in your audition?
Oh, dude, you know what's funny trip about the audition, bro? I didn't know I was reading for Cars 3. So everything's very secretive. Pixar's fucking secretive, dog. So they hit me up. Yo, like, the Pixar casting director hits you up. Yo, we have this role for a Latino role for a movie. We can't tell you the movie. But this and that, but we want you to come in and read for it, this and that. So they give you a fake script, dog.
Mm. Yeah.
A fake script. Mm-hmm. And so instead of cars, they were clowns, dog.
Wow.
So they were clowns. And so you're reading this clown. I forgot the name of the clown. And so you're reading for this clown. So I get there. So I memorize my lines. It's a whole little fucking scene with the clowns and shit like that. And then we get there, and then they tell you you're actually reading for Cars 3. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then you start that. So they basically, it's the same lines. They just change the character names. To actually Lightning McQueen. I was like, I'm having a scene with Lightning McQueen. And so they changed the names from the clowns to Lightning McQueen to Cruz.
So they
make you sign all this paperwork, and then we read the lines.
It's Pixar,
shit,
bro.
Kill that shit.
I
came out of there very, I'm feeling really good about it, dog. But Cristela Alonso got the role. Yeah, it was between her and I. So it was a trip.
Ooh,
that's a good
Toy
question,
Story.
Dog.
Yeah. Toy Story.
Toy Story. That's off the a red. Good one. Damn, oh my gosh.
Pixar.
Oh my gosh, that's really hard.
I'm a big Pixar fan, bro. Too, dog. There's so many good ones, fool. Shit. I mean, I gotta go Coco, bro. Like Coco for me was a game changer, dog. Because obviously, as a Mexican. I felt they nailed it, dude. I thought they did a great job depicting our culture.
Yeah.
And Dia de los Muertos.
And I had a mod like that,
it's
too.
It's funny. It's dope. Right. It's something that, as you know, what's funny about Coco? It's something I always wondered about Coco. I don't want to get all deep in shit. But as before this movie ever came out, as a kid, I used to think, like, what happens when somebody's been dead for, like, 100 years and they forget about that? Like, nobody's, like, thinking or remembering snap. That person. Yeah. I used to think about that as a little kid. Like my great-great-grandfather who I never met, like, who's thinking about, no one thinks, is he up there? Like, what's he doing? Like, what's he doing up there if nobody's, like, caring what the fuck he's up to? Like,
so do you guys have a picture of him up?
No. No, we don't.
Poor guy. Yeah. But yeah, he's definitely been
forgotten.
What I'm
trying to say is that fucking Coco nailed that shit, dog. Yeah, he fucking nailed that shit.
Coco,
they did a great
Coco
job.
is an automatic for Latinos. Yeah. Yes. Before Coco came out, I'm going to go with Bug's Life.
Oh, Bug's Life was so Bug's Life. Good.
That's my shit, yo. Bug's Life was dope. Bug's Life, yo.
Who wants the poo-poo platter?
That's my shit.
The poo-poo. Yeah. So good. Yeah, I got to go with Princess and the Frog because they straight out the bayou.
Yeah.
Come on, she
lives. Oh, yeah, the bayou. That's right.
She was. That beautiful blue dress. I see you, girl.
And if you in the comments, comment what's your favorite Pixar movie.
I know. I want to know.
Hold up. I think that they might be wanting to hear my two truths and a lie.
Of course. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I don't know. I think.
No. We need to know. We got off track. My bad. Let us hear it.
All right. I'm going to go with... I've opened up for Kevin Hart. I've been to prison. And I'm a breakdancer.
You didn't go to prison.
Has not been to prison.
You didn't go to prison.
I know these. I've heard all three sound familiar, dog. Let me see here.
I'm switching it up. He said prison like he been there before. I'm gonna say he hasn't opened for Kevin Hart because he said that shit like you think I ain't been to prison. I just tell you I'm
yeah, no, exactly.
He's tired of losing.
I didn't fucked up a couple
times.
You definitely break dancing.
Didn't we just not talk about the hands earlier?
I know that for sure.
He's a dancer. He's a dancer.
I know you dance. All
right. I thought you have opened for Kevin Hart though. I thought you have.
Nah, I ain't never opened for
Kevin.
Okay, yeah.
But he's been to prison. He's definitely opened for Kevin.
And technically, I went to prison, but I was a correctional officer. So,
no, that's a trick question.
I was hoping he'd been to prison.
I've been to prison. I just go
he
back
worked
home.
At prison.
Yeah.
You have any crazy prison stories while you're there? Oh my God, what's so the craziest one?
What did they do to you?
Oh no.
Oh shit. Okay, so
it's the same place. You can talk about it.
Right over that.
There's a ton of them, man. Okay, so I saved a man from hanging himself.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to light his ass up though with the mace. You know, I sprayed the shit out of him, but
shit.
I had to. Yeah, man. That's procedure. You know what I'm saying? It kind of got a little dark, but it's all good. Like, but homie, he's alive.
Still doing time.
Right. Yeah,
still doing life.
Still doing time.
But he's still alive.
But yeah. That was the craziest thing, man.
He's alive doing life.
Crazy thing that I've witnessed, yo, like my man, he was already, they were already in the psych ward, so like this cell block is they're like, it's like solitary confinement, but it's not, you know what I'm saying? But I had to wear the bulletproof vest because they're a little off, you know what I mean? So they can come out to get their pills and all stuff, but homie was hearing voices and stuff, and they were telling him to hang himself. You know what I mean?
Good times, man. Good times.
Man, it was out of here.
Sounds like a fun job, bro.
Good times.
That shit was wild. Yeah, I was 18 years old. I was 18 years old working at a prison. From 18 to 19, going on 20, I was working at a prison, yo.
Man.
That shit was wild, man.
That's crazy, dog. Wow. Man, that's got to be crazy. Yeah. I know that the prison is a scary place to work, so thank you for your service, dog. It takes a lot. Especially from a comedian, so I know
you're
probably the coolest.
That's crazy.
I got bits, yo. They're true. That's the thing. Like, I could just go on stage and tell exactly what went down. That's just my life's a fucking joke, yo. The inmates, they used to call me Chris Brown because I had like a low fade. You know what I'm saying? And
oh
I was
God.
Younger, and then you know I was. You know, I was dancing this shit. I don't know why. I don't know why I was dancing in the prison, but like I'll be dancing like with the other, like the officers, like in the break, whatever. But these inmates see this shit. They're like, I see you get down, see you dance. All right, Chris Brown. So this one inmate used to always call me Chris Brown every time. Like, yo, like. Relax, you know what I'm saying? But it's time to count. It's time to count the inmates. So every 3 hours, we have to do, it's count time, right? And so if the inmate is asleep, we have to wake them up because we have to make sure they're alive. Or if they, like, you know, stuff their bed with, like, pillows and to make it seem like they're in there.
But they're really there. Yeah, you got to make sure they're really there.
You got to make sure they're there. Yeah. So this inmate, he's asleep, right? I'm trying to wake him up. This is the motherfucker that called me Chris Brown. I said, yo, my man, it's count time. Wait, get up. Like, yo, let me see your ID, man, get up. And he's still, like, sitting in it. I'm like, yo, my man, get up. Yo, it's count time. He's like, don't wake me up.
That's funny. How'd you react to that? Your comedian, were you a comedian on that's the inside funny. Just yet, or how'd you react to that?
I wasn't even a comedian. I was like, because I was pissed because all the inmates around him was dying.
They started singing that shit.
They were dying.
They became a whole musical.
They were dying. That shit was, I was like, all right.
You that's got funny. It. Sometimes you got to tip your hat, fool.
It was impressive. It was impressive. I was like, all right.
That's wild. Oh, that's my funny, God. Man. That is funny. Man.
That's my shit, yo.
Wow.
There's an inmate who didn't know what Redbox was.
Wow.
Yeah, he knew what
Redbox
was.
He been in that long.
Yeah, so an inmate was like, it's Friday, boss. What you going to do when you get out? You know, when you get off? And I was just like, man, I'll probably go to the crib. I'll probably get me a Redbox before I get home and get some Subway. He was like, Redbox? What's a Redbox? And I was like,
he thought you talking about some pussy.
Yeah.
He wanted a period.
Redbox.
Redbox. I miss a Redbox. I miss a Redbox.
Yeah. And I had to explain that. I was like, it's like a vending machine with movies. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, man, they got a vending machine with movies? And I said, yeah.
I'm
like, and I had to really like break it down to him. And he was like, does it take quarters? And I was like, nah, I don't take quarters.
That is some scary shit to actually be thinking about. The person that's in prison and not realizing what's going on.
You have no idea. Yeah. You get out, it's still the 60s. Man. Like, what the fuck is this?
You mean to tell me they playing picture movies?
Yes. Hold up. Man.
I mean, they still got TVs in the day room. Right. And shit. They still rock shit.
Bro. Are they affordable now? Yeah. Make it make sense.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are some crazy stories, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Before we wrap it up today, we loved ending with this question. Let us know what Chocolate Sundays means to you.
Man, Chocolate Sundays been so much to me, dude. I've been doing Chocolate Sunday shows for 5 years now, thanks to Lonnie. Shout out to Lonnie.
What was the first experience at Chocolate Sundays?
Oh, man. It's been amazing, honestly, from the get, bro. Like, I'm not trying to, like, flex or anything like that, but every set I've done here has been a really fun set. Mm. I've never left here feeling down about my set. The energy here is amazing. There's nothing like it. Shout out to my homie Raul Battle, who was the one that introduced me to Lonnie and vouched for me and told Lonnie, yo, man, you got to put my boy Jerry up, man. And ever since then, man, I've been having just an amazing time here. And this show is so, it's important. It's important for everybody, man. People of color, of all of us, dog. Yeah. You know, I just made the barely shade to make it here, man. I'm happy to be here, dog.
He said, woo!
I'm the right shade of brown here.
But
it's a very important show that it means so much to me and to... It just means a lot to me, though. I'm so proud to be a part of this show.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love this show, man. To double back on that, like, the energy for sure is, like, one of the best energies of like, all these comedy shows in L.A. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, Chocolate Sundays has a dope energy. You're definitely going to have a great set here. They're going to be honest with you, though. If you ain't funny, you're going
to
know.
We like to build. Yeah. We like to grow. That's fine. No doubt. Safe space.
I had to get on that stage as far as, like, the first impressions. It was really the, you know, they say, like, just always be in the comedy clubs. Always show up. Show face. I was saying hi to Lonnie every Sunday. What's up, Lonnie? Right. How you doing? Just being nice. And then I finally was able to get onto the first impressions, which I signed up, but I had to wait, like, 11 months. Right. You know what I'm saying? Man. But that was that time to really, like, get my set together, because I was really working to – I wanted to be on that stage. Right. And I got the first impressions, nailed it, and then I got that graduate spot. Nailed it, and then it was so dope to have my first night, like, where I was on both shows. I took a picture of the where I was on both lineups for both shows, and I've had a great show every time I've been here, yo. So Lonnie, always, all credit goes to Lonnie, yo, for sure.
Love that, and it would take a long time to get here. So kudos to y'all for sticking it out, because we made it.
I never got to do the first impressions, man. So I see the people with the that do that shit. Mm-hmm. There's some great comedians who go through there, man. So. I just got vouched by Real Battle, like I said, and it's just been great since then, man.
That's dope, bro. Hell yeah. And
shout out Real Battle.
Hell yeah.
He got a couple TV shows out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. He's killing it, bro. He's killing it, man. Super funny.
That's dope, man. Yeah, what about you, Kamari? We always want to, the audience wants to know, what was your first experience like coming to Chocolate Sundays?
Oh my gosh, it was so exhilarating, because truthfully, like, I wasn't really in the comedy scene.
Great
word. Thank you. I'm a wordsmith. I wasn't really in the comedy scene when I first came out here, you know, like, I'm an actress, model, I do many things in the industry, but the comedy scene is new to me. So coming here for the first time, even feeling the podcast energy and everyone's so warm and welcoming and just so encouraging for your, you know, just instilling life into you, truthfully, and they want you to win.
Hell yeah.
If you aren't winning, they're going to let you know. Like you said, it's going to be honest, but you're going to grow, and that's okay.
So you do comedy?
I mean,
she dabbles. I dabble.
You should have a higher voice.
yeah.
I mean, they say I'm a funny nigga, but...
You've been on stage.
No.
You haven't?
No, not on this stage. I've been on other stages.
Yeah, right. Yes. So you're a comedian. You've been on stage.
Yes, cool, yes. Cool, cool, yes, cool. I'm going to go ahead and claim that shit. I'm a comedian.
Hell yeah, okay. You got to. Manifestation is very real.
You're right. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely, absolutely.
What about you, bro?
Man, first time. I've actually been watching... Shock of Sundays for years. So I was like a kid watching it when like Kevin Hart had the tall tees on, Cat Williams with the beanie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Chris Straight Spencer, up. Yeah, way back. So I was a big fan of stand-up.
That's when
comedy.
They had the chocolate sundae, the right. Chocolate ice cream in the back.
Yeah. Old school chocolate sundaes, man. Wow. So
classic.
I watched it for years. Finally got the opportunity to perform here, came here, you know, killed both the first impression and graduate shows. And we're looking forward to my actual booking here, but and now we're on the podcast. Bro. So a lot of history came with me and experiencing chocolate sundaes before I actually ended up here. So I was watching this place for a long time before I even stepped foot in this building.
Nice, bro.
So when I came here, I had history already.
Yeah.
You know, as far as knowledge goes with chocolate sundaes.
So. You were ready.
Student of the game, man. Yeah, that's dope, bro.
It's funny you mentioned the 11 months because I remember when I signed up for Chocolate Sundays for the first impressions. Same exact thing happened with me. So if I knew some people, so I got to get in a little bit sooner.
Nice.
But I need that whole 11 months because you want to prep.
Yeah.
And I watched people bomb because I was in Omaha, Nebraska. So I watched people bomb. Mm. And I'm like, I do not want to be that guy that waited 4 or 5 years to get on there.
Can you imagine?
For real.
I got to break some hearts, dog.
Hell yeah, man. So we're going to wrap up the show, man. Mm-hmm. It was so fun being here and working with y'all today. Before we get out of here, make sure, give us your social media handles. Let's
yes,
know
sir.
Going
you can follow me you. At Comedian Jerry G, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff, Facebook, fan page, all that mm-hmm. shit, TikToks, right. Of course. We're doing it all, doggy.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Y'all can find me on all platforms at Cristino Sosa. No H, it's just C-R-I-S-T-I-N-O Sosa, S-O-S-A.
There you Perfect. Go. And I'm your co-host, Kilt Yadrick, KIL_TV. Find me on social media across all platforms, KIL_TV.
There you go. And I am your host, at It's Kamari Love. This has been your Sunday Scoop. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will be back here next week.
Woo. Thank you.
Right, there you go, man. Appreciate
we
it.
Out.
All right, y'all take care. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Nice.